Hello, this is Pastor Stephen Anderson from Faithful Word Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona. And today I want to talk about Isaiah chapter 3, verses 8 and 9. The Bible reads, "For Jerusalem is ruined, and Judah is fallen, because their tongue and their doings are against the Lord, to provoke the eyes of His glory. The show of their countenance doth witness against them, and they declare their sin as Sodom. They hide it not. Woe unto their soul, for they have rewarded evil unto themselves." So this is yet another scripture where Israel is being likened unto Sodom because they're just so open about their filthy sin in the eyes of God. Now you say, well, that doesn't apply to Israel today. You know, that was just at that time that Israel was being compared to Sodom, or that the Jews and their nation were being compared to Sodom. But if we go to Revelation chapter 11, verse 8, which is dealing with end times Bible prophecy, he says in chapter 11, verse 8, "And their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified." Now, we know that the city where our Lord was crucified was Jerusalem. He said, you know, it's impossible for a prophet to perish outside of Jerusalem. And so Jesus was crucified at Jerusalem. So the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt in the end times, is Jerusalem. That matches up with what we see today when we see gay pride parades taking place in Israel. I mean, they're declaring their sin as Sodom. It's the only place in the Middle East that you'll find a gay pride parade would be Israel. Not only that, but Tel Aviv was just recently named the number one destination for homos in the world. Number one vacation spot for homos to go and have a good time, Tel Aviv. Not San Francisco, not Las Vegas, Nevada, not Atlantic City, New Jersey, but no, Tel Aviv, number one destination for queers and sodomites. So it's no wonder that the Bible called them a spiritual Sodom and Gomorrah when they just declare that filthy sin so openly and have no shame about it and just tolerate it, and it's considered normal to them.